Turning to your left and moving toward the front door, you will see a literary display case on your right. Let's take a closer look. This hotel has a fascinating history of welcoming countless authors, many of whom have written about the hotel, using it as a setting for their stories, plays, and novels. Because of its literary significance, the Hotel Monteleone has been designated one of three literary hotels in America. In 1921, Sherwood Anderson called the Monteleone home before he and his wife took up residence in the Pontalba Apartments near Jackson Square. The great and controversial author Truman Capote used to joke that he was born in the Hotel Monteleone. He was, however, actually born at nearby Touro Infirmary after his mother went into labor while his parents were living at the hotel. The Hotel Monteleone has even appeared as a character or set piece in numerous literary selections, including works by Richard Ford, Eudora Welty, and Rebecca Wells. The hotel was actually featured in Richard Ford's first novel, A Piece of My Heart. One of America's greatest playwrights, Tennessee Williams, included the hotel in his play, The Rose Tattoo. Let's take a closer look into the connection between the Hotel Monteleone and Tennessee Williams. Turn to your right and head back toward the front desk. As you approach the clock, turn to your left and you will see another display case of literary interest. Here you will find a letter sent by Tennessee Williams to his friend and companion, Pancho, while Tennessee was stranded away from home in New York City for the production of one of his plays.
Dear Pancho, I am relieved to hear you have arrived safely in New Orleans and apparently missed the hurricane. I think it will be good for you to have your mother and sister with you in New Orleans.
Williams actually lived in New Orleans on four distinct occasions and at one point called the Hotel Monteleone home for a brief period. But that is a story for a bit later on our tour. To continue with that tale, we need to take the elevators to your right. We will be going to room 1545 on the 15th floor. Stop your player now and restart it when you arrive at the 15th floor. You are standing in front of one of the Hotel Monteleone's five literary suites. This is the Tennessee Williams suite. During his prolific career, Tennessee Williams produced dozens of short plays and screenplays, two novels, a novella, 60 short stories, over 100 poems, and an autobiography. Among his many awards, he won two Pulitzer Prizes and four New York Drama Critics Circle Awards. Williams first visited the Hotel Monteleone as a young child and always claimed it was his favorite hotel. In December 1951, the New Orleans Times-Picayune reported that Williams had, quote, returned on Wednesday for a visit to the city he liked best of any in America, end quote. Williams was quoted as saying that his great affection for New Orleans was because it is so colorful and unspoiled. During this particular visit, while working on the play Camino Real, Williams stayed at the Hotel Monteleone with his grandfather, who was 94 years old. After checking out of the hotel a few weeks later, Williams wrote to his mother of the fine reception they had received.
We had barely registered at the Monteleone when the owner of the hotel sent a great basket of fruit to us, and when we went to pay the bill, discovered that we had been his guest for the entire time we were there, which was about 2 weeks.
It is in honor of this visit and the long-standing relationship that Williams had with the Hotel Monteleone and the city of New Orleans that the hotel has dedicated this very special space to the incomparable Tennessee Williams. Available in either a one- or two-bedroom configuration, the suite is one of our largest and offers a magnificent view of the French Quarter. Both bedrooms offer a king-size bed, and a sofa bed in the parlor provides additional sleeping capacity. The marble and granite bathrooms include a jacuzzi and separate glass shower. The suite features a CD player, portable telephone, high-speed internet, wet bar and ice maker, and other upscale amenities. The parlor can accommodate 35 to 40 people for hospitality. Available in either a one-bedroom or two-bedroom configuration, the suite is one of our largest and offers a magnificent view of the French Quarter. Both bedrooms offer a king-sized bed, and a sofa bed in the parlor provides additional sleeping capacity. The marble and granite bathrooms include a jacuzzi and separate glass shower. The suite features a CD player, portable telephone, high-speed internet, wet bar and ice maker, and other upscale amenities. The parlor can accommodate 35 to 40 for hospitality. Now let's explore another of our literary suites. Take the center elevators to the 12th floor, go to your right, and take the first hallway to your right. We're going to the Eudora Welty Suite, room 1250. Pulitzer Prize winner Eudora Welty had an incredibly wide scope as an American artist and was one of the most prolific writers of her time. The Monteleone's famous Carousel Piano Bar and Lounge is featured in her short story, The Purple Hat. This suite that bears her name was created to capture the flamboyant magnetism of this fabulous Southern writer. The roomy parlor offers a panoramic view of the Mississippi River, along with a sofa bed, plasma television, wet bar, and many other amenities. It offers the flexibility of two bedrooms, each with a king-sized bed. Additionally, there is an adjacent office setup with fax machine. The marble and granite bathroom includes a jacuzzi and separate glass shower. The suite also features a CD player, portable telephone, high-speed internet, and other upscale amenities. The parlor can accommodate 50 to 70 people for hospitality. Now let's head up to the rooftop of the hotel, to what was originally known as the Sky Terrace. Here we will discover another fascinating era in the life of the Hotel Monteleone.